Women's basketball, I was able to go to the Muma Center. Thank you to Mike Hogan, the SID, for the basketball squads, and of course, Jose Fernandez and crew. It was great to see the staff there. Danny Hughes, Michelle Woods-Baxter, Yolisha Jackson, who just had an addition to the family over the last couple of weeks, but it's back in full force for her, and even though it's not practice, it still felt like being at a practice because I got to see the players, say hi to everybody, pretty much everybody. Some of the European players are still, well, in Europe, such as Elisa Pinzon, the point guard. We'll get to the new point guard for the team here in a minute. First impressions on her as well. Also, Sarah Guerrero is still overseas, along with Elena Chnecki and Christine Romejo. There's this thing called the summer, where if you live in Europe, you get to go see your family, so that's all a good thing. But a lot of members of the squad were there, and these are just individual workouts, but just think about the workout you get from playing basketball. So it is a wonderful way to stay in shape, stay in tune with the team, and well, get up some shots and some great drills. And I'm going to tell you, just an hour of individual workouts where the difference from being a practice is there's no scrimmaging, you can't go offense on defense, that kind of thing. You're not running sets or anything like that. And you're getting work in at the Muma Center, which is a fantastic facility, of course. And there is no way you could not be in shape, not only with Coach Irale Odorende, who is their assistant strength and conditioning coach, but just in general, being on a basketball court for an hour is going to keep you in shape. So it's all good stuff. And got to see some of the new members of the team. And you'll hear from one of them here in a second. The 6'4", and just seeing her from afar, remember, even though she played for Memphis for 2 years, the first year was a road trip that I couldn't take due to my eye surgery that I had a couple of years ago. I was unable to travel. That was a bummer, but everything's good now. And then last year, since we were, speaking of bummers, unable to travel with the team due to COVID restrictions, I was with Bridget Miranda in a studio in Tampa watching Dulcie Fanka-Menjiadu from afar. But I was going back through the tape of that game just to see if we could pick up some highlights, and it didn't take long. It was about a minute in before we were talking about how good she was.
On the inbounds pass, Pinzon out to Chinecki. Looks like a long two, and the shot was long. And yep, Fanka-Menjiadu is going to get some rebounds. She, again, averages 13 of them per game. They get the ball into the hands of Ariel Wilson, and Fanka-Menjiadu does her thing. A double pump move for the basket. Betty Manunga looks to answer on the other end. I think that was a foul on the shot. It just rims out, but I think she's going to earn a trip to the free throw line. Let's talk about that. Menjiadu move to the basket. That is hard, hard to guard.
That's very hard to guard. She's very tall, very long-legged, and so she has a great step, great drop step to the basket, great up and under also that I'm sure we're going to see a lot of this game.
Being a post player herself, Bridget was kind of enthralled with Dulcie, as she would be. Actually, she got into foul trouble in that game, or she would have had a really good game as it was. She only played 27 minutes, and in those 27 minutes, tried 20 points and 14 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds. Ended up second team all-conference last year, averaged 14.1 points, 10.6 rebounds, and 1.5 blocks per game. In her first year, averaged a little more than 12 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. Played 1 year in junior college, where her team went 29-5, 15.5 points, nearly 9 rebounds, and again, 1.6 blocks. Now she is a member of the Bulls, and I got to say, when she found out she was going to be interviewed, you could tell she's not seeking an interview. She's not outgoing per se. We get into that towards the end here, but in the end, you realize how humble she is. You expect some big presence because that's what she puts out on the court. Off the court, a little more soft-spoken, but definitely fun to get to meet, and a marvelous player and person. All right, I'm here with Dulcie. Let me make it, first of all, we got to get the name out of the way. I got to say it right, so tell me how I do the first chance here. Okay. Dulcie Fanka-Menjiadu.
That's good.
That's good?
Mm-hmm. Right. Dulcie Fanka-Menjiadu, that's it.
Awesome, very good. We're not going to go through your whole life story, but I got to ask you, when you were born in Cameroon, and when did you come to the United States? Tell me about coming to the States.
In 2018, yes. And after in JUCO, I went to Memphis, obviously a union, and I did 2 years in Memphis, and then I'm here.
2018. Did you know any English? Because if you didn't, your English is really good. You learn quickly.
Thank you. I started learning in Cameroon, but it wasn't the same because I wasn't around people who talk English. I was talking just French and all. So when I came here, it was so hard the first year, but I got used to it. Now I'm like, it's kind of difficult sometimes, but it's better.
You are great. I mean, I would be lost if I was in your shoes, so congratulations. Let's just talk about the basketball part now. I've seen you play. I can tell you, everybody, she is great, rebounding especially. Have you always been somebody that just wanted to get every rebound? To talk about how that part of your game got to be so good.
I don't know. I would be honest, like, the first year, I was just like, I would play, you know. I didn't want to focus on anything really specific. And it was JUCO. I don't want to say it was easy, but it was easier than Division One. So when I got in Division One, I wanted to do the same thing too, but I was like, no, I need to focus on my game, you know, five, being inside, get the rebound. And I started working more on that part, being inside, back to the basket, taking all the rebounds if I can. And when I set my mind to it, it started going better.
It's funny you say that because you say get all the rebounds. That's the first thing I thought when I saw you. It's also the first thing I thought when I saw Betty before she actually played for the Bulls. So now, the obvious question is, what do you remember playing against her, and how nice is it to be on the same team with her now?
Oh, man. Against her, it's tough because that guy, she can push, you know? It's not easy to work against, to play against her. Back to the basket, because she's going to make it difficult for you. But now that I'm on her side, I'm happy, you know. It's cool. I'm pretty sure I'm going to learn a lot from her, from the leadership part, on the court, because she's doing better than me anyway, so I got to learn that.
She's doing better than me anyway. You're doing pretty good, but let me ask you, is there a little competition? Do you think it's going to be like, I'm going to get that one? How's that going to go?
I feel like it's going to be a competition. I will go to the rebound, she will. The one who gets it will get it.
I guess the question is anybody on the other team ever going to have a chance to get a rebound?
Exactly. Because we're going to fight for each other, you know, on the court, in the same team. But it's going to be fun to watch.
And then last thing, I mean, I know you've only been here for a little while, but first couple of weeks, how has your experience been here in Tampa and with the team?
I love it. It's different. The biggest part for me was the social part, because I'm kind of a closed-off person, but they made me more open. It's just amazing. It's a new experience. I was scared at first, but now I'm just like, wow.
Nothing to be scared of. We'll make sure you're not closed off anymore. Thank you for sharing the time, Dulcie.
Thank you.
As someone who's worked in the radio business for a little time, a few decades maybe, you always listen for sound bites, as they call that one drop, that one statement. What she said about the rebounding situation for the Bulls is perfect.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Because with Betty Manunga, who you heard, she is already trying to look up to, even though she's a couple inches taller, and Shea Leverett, those were basically your top three. I think they were three of the top four in the conference as far as offensive rebounds go. So the Bulls definitely have a comfort zone if some of their shots happen to miss. And if you go to my Twitter page, at Derek Sharp, that's D-A-R-E-K, you can see some of the videos I put out, including a lot of the guards getting shots up. It was great to see Sydney Harvey and Maria Alvarez. Everyone, really. Her teammate at Memphis, Ariel Wilson, who was the point guard for the Tigers and was second to USF's Elisa Pinzon in assists, is already over here. And I mean, you can see she's definitely a true point guard. She can also shoot the three, but she doesn't really look to score. It is going to be interesting to see. Of course, this is way too early to be doing any roster projecting, but what they do at that point guard position, because that is definitely Wilson's position. The Bulls have Mihaila Lazic. She could be, for example, a two guard. Incoming freshman Bella Weary got to see her handle as well. She can definitely handle the ball, so the Bulls have an influx of guards. I got to say hi to Ariel. We'll speak to her early next week. And, of course, they have the new members underneath as well. Also got to see Odith Betancourt, one of the junior college transfers that was brought in. She is definitely a wing sort of player who can also provide some rebounding. The Bulls are not going to struggle for rebounds this next year.